Today is Monday, October 14th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Native American Day, it's Columbus Day, it's National Online Bank Day, National Kick Butt Day, and it's National Dessert Day. We've had a few desserts. You know, what I have found so far on desserts, I knew that baklava was very sweet. And even though Mark says, oh my gosh, in America, you guys love sweet sweets, I have found a culture that likes sweeter sweets than we do in America or in the United States, because they soak these things in honey, sugar water, like whatever. They are so, so, your teeth hurt. They are so sweet. In Greece and Turkey, both. Maybe the entire Mediterranean. Of course, I guess because they just eat vegetables and meat and cheese most of the time in the Mediterranean diet, maybe they can have really sweet sweets. I don't know. But, all right, I had to go back and kind of remember where we were. So we were in Sicily. So bottom line about Sicily, we did not like our tour guide. We thought Sicily was kind of, well, I can't say we. I didn't speak to Mark about this, but I thought that Sicily was kind of dirty in Palermo, like in the city. And then when you get out into the not city area, it's just desert looking. There's not much. And not, there are pretty deserts, and then there's, it just looked rocky and dry, really. I mean, the water is pretty, but other than that, it was just, you know, there wasn't much. Anyway, so, and the tour guide was just not organized. She was not good at keeping a group together. And so we would not, I would not recommend going back to Sicily or going to Sicily if you have options of going to, for instance, the Amalfi Coast on the mainland of Italy. That is what I would do. So in the evening, I don't remember what our dinner was. So I'm just going to wrap up our dinners really quick. We did main dining two nights, and it was good. I really enjoyed the Indian dish that I had the second night, and it was good. The table neighbors or whatever from the first night did not come back the second night. And so we don't know if they were avoiding us because they knew we were coming back or what. But anyway, we did that two nights. We did the buffet two nights. And the buffet was fine. You know, it was buffet food, as buffet food is. And it wasn't bad. The only thing we noticed that seemed to be a little bit different to me in this cruise is that usually they would bring us drinks. And they would come up to you right when you sit down and say, hey, do you want a drink? You know, what do you want? And they would bring us Coke or whatever, you know, the case may be, because we have a drink package. But for whatever reason, they hardly ever, maybe once, they came up to me on this entire cruise and said, hey, do you want a drink? And they had a bar at the very front of the Windjammer that you could, and that's the only place you could get a Coke. And they had alcohol there as well, too. But we, when we're eating, we don't really want to have alcohol necessarily. And so I had to go all the way to the front to get a Coke, and they would give me this tiny little glass, and then, you know, I would drink it and need another one. And so the drink situation and the buffet was not great. Then we did Chops, and these were restaurants that we'd already been to. Chops, Giovanni's Table, and Izumi are the specialty restaurants. And those are the only specialty restaurants, because this ship is a little bit smaller than the normal. I mean, once we get used to the largest, what was at the time the largest cruise ship in the world, which was the Wonder of the Seas, you know, with how many of her five different specialty or six specialty restaurants and all that kind of stuff, it makes this ship seem small. But we enjoyed nothing notable necessarily from those three meals. We enjoyed all three of them, various parts of all three of them. Since we had them all before, there was nothing, you know, we didn't go, oh my God, you know, this is the best thing in the world. So the night of Sicily, so that was our eating experience. The night of Sicily, our entertainment was an ice skating show, and the couple of the guys in the ice skating show were really cute. And we actually saw one of the ice skaters in, watching several of the shows in the theater over the course of the cruise. And he looked like he was there. His parents were on board the ship because he was there with like a late middle-aged, like 50s lady and her husband. And it looked like they were his parents. So it looked like maybe he had invited his parents on the cruise, which was cute. And it was good. We really enjoyed the ice skating show. It was a different show than the one we saw in The Wonder. So that was good. So they, you know, even though this is a little bit of a smaller ship, they do have an ice skating rink on deck 3. And so that was cool. And so that was our favorite show was the tap show. And the ice skating show was our second favorite show. The show we watched on the first night was just not good at all. And that was our least favorite of all the shows. So then the next day, we got up, we had breakfast. I don't remember if we worked out, but we might have worked out. We worked out almost every day on the ship, except for one day. And so that's good. And it was Mykonos. So the next day was Mykonos, and we, the tour that we had booked, we go into the Royal Theater, we get in line, yada, yada, yada. We were kind of, I felt like we were early. We were one of the last people to get there for our number. So we ended up at the back of the bus. So that tour, our tour guide was okay. She was not bad. I don't remember much about her, so I guess she wasn't notable. I do think that, if I recall correctly, I feel like she was the tour guide that was basically just giving us the most... It was like she had memorized a history book. And so everything, you know, everything with her was the Phoenicians, this... It could have been Sicily. Maybe it was... Well, no. I remember Sicily was the one that was giving so much. So maybe it wasn't Mykonos. But anyway, regardless... we start driving through Mykonos. It's also very... I didn't realize this about Greece or the Greek islands, but they are, even though the water is very beautiful and the houses are very unique, they're all very white and rounded, and in Mykonos it's very blue. They have blue domes and everything. And we learned that one of the reasons they did that is because of the tradition of the Greek flag. And so now our tour guide that we had today in, it wasn't Mykonos. I'm saying Mykonos. It was Santorini. I'm wrong. We did Mykonos today. Santorini, apologies, was our day 3. And so Santorini is very blue and white. And so, and domed roofs. And we learned about that the reason for that is because the domes help to cool the inside of the buildings because of the circulation of the air, and the white paint helps to cool the buildings because white reflects the sun, and also the domed roofs are because it's more structurally sound, and they have a lot of earthquakes, apparently. And so anyway, we learned those things. So we stopped at a winery, and we got a couple of glasses of wine. We were sitting on a terrace with actually a really beautiful view of the water. I don't know. I assume it's the Mediterranean, but I don't. I think it's like the Aegean, or I don't know. It's geography. Whatever the water is around those islands. And so we had a nice view of that. We had wine. We had some snacks. They had tomatoes and feta or some kind of cheese, and these breadsticks that had sesame seeds on them, they were really good, and olive oil, olives, typical Mediterranean kind of snack. And then we got back on the bus, and we drove to Ia, which is apparently where a lot of wealthy people go to stay. It was very beautiful, kind of on the top of a hill. And we got a lot of nice photos, which if you're in level 13 for the mix, I actually put some of the photos there. And we just kind of strolled around, took photos. She had told us history of the area and stuff like that as we were driving. And so she didn't really go with us. It was more of a self-guided, you know, kind of walking around. But we took a lot of photos of the, because all of these hotels and Airbnbs and shops and stuff like that, they're all kind of, you'll see these doors. There's no building. You'll just see a door at the top of the hill. And you'll open the door and it'll just lead to stairs that are going down. And you'll see all these levels of different terraces and different buildings that have been built down the hill. And they'll have blue roofs or, you know, whatever. Most of the buildings are just white, but they have, you know, where they do paint the roofs, they're blue. And again, blue because of tradition. Apparently at one time it was the law. When there was a military government, they required that they paint their, at least that's what today's tour guide told us, that they required them to paint their houses blue and white. Now, she said that the reason white had started was because the what they originally whitewashed the houses with was because of disease, and they learned that this limestone, a mixture of limestone, salt, and water, would help to disinfect these very porous rocks that they build their walls out of. And so the governor at the time required everyone to whitewash their houses. And then they learned that that white color reflected the heat and made it cooler in the houses. I didn't Google it, but this is what the tour guide said. And so all of them, right. So it was very pretty. They have a lot of dogs and a lot of cats in the Greek islands, apparently, and stray dogs and cats. And in Mykonos, it's more just cats, but in Santorini, they have a lot of dogs as well, and they will actually tag, they will spay and neuter them, and they will tag their ears. But they don't, you know, there aren't these kill shelters or no-kill shelters or whatever. They just let them roam around, and people feed them and give them water and all that kind of stuff. So they're just, you'll just see these dogs and cats just laying around, just relaxing. They'll let you come up and pet them or, you know, whatever the case may be. So that was kind of cute. And so we just walked around Ia and took a bunch of pictures. And then we walked back to the bus. We learned that they like you to pay to use the bathroom, in the Greek islands at least. And then we went back to our ship, and that was our Mykonos experience. And it was pretty, but again, drier and, you know, less green than I imagined for an island, I guess, is what I'll say. But who knows? All right, I'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.